You're on The Burt Show.
If you're living or you're working in Buford and your neighbor that is normally super, super nice and sweet has sort of this F you, I don't care attitude, or if you're working in Buford and your coworker's always been super nice, but now they're like, all of a sudden, today, they got this weird attitude like, I don't need this place. It's because the winning Powerball jackpot ticket was sold in Buford, Georgia last night.
No way.
And it is worth $478.2 million.
Oh, my God.
I ain't even coming to work.
What?
I'm just sending you guys a nice email saying, hey, meet me in the Bahamas.
What are you really going to get after taxes?
Yeah, right.
You're gonna be, no, right.
Are you really going to be happy? $270 million.
Lousy $200 million.
It's the first time since, what, 2016 that Georgia has had a Powerball jackpot winner. $478.2 million in Buford.
Wow.
Damn!
That is
damn.
You told us to meet you in the Bahamas. You going to pay for it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Just making sure.
I was just having this talk with... I'll get into this another time. I want to hear about your husband, and is he being controlling?
Yeah, so it's the age-old question. Is my man being cute, or is he being controlling?
Mm.
Now, I've been with my husband for, almost 20 years now, and I know his intentions are well-meaning, right? But I can't help but feel slightly controlled. And the dilemma that we are having right now is that I just need to escape for a second. I need to just get away from everything. And I want to take my 3.5-year-old with me. So,
oh, that sounds relaxing.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but just hear me out. So I want Jimmy and I to like go to a cabin for a weekend and just get away and get some fresh air and go outside and maybe like do a train ride, just have some fun, he and I. And I want Bart to be able to have the house to himself with the dogs. Like, I think he needs a break. I think I just need to get away from everything for a little bit. And just kind of like a little bit of a reset, because the autumn anxiety is real. There's a lot of stuff going on. So I need a change of scenery. That's what it all boils down to. I just need a change of scenery. And I recognize that my husband is just as stressed and his plate is just as full, if not more full. And so with everything he's got going on and how much he's had to step up with how busy I am with Jimmy, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna give him a weekend so he can do what he needs to do, get caught up or whatever. And we'll do that. So I brought the idea to him. I'm like, hey, this weekend, I want to go to the Blue Ridge Mountains. And I had reached out to some friends with kids to see if they could go, but nobody's available. So I'm like, Jimmy and I are just going to go by ourselves. And he's like, no, you're not. And I was like, pardon. He is worried that if I go by myself, Jimmy and I by myself, like if an accident occurs, I will be there in the middle of nowhere by myself. And then there will be our son and there will be nobody to assist. The example he used, like if I tripped and fell and busted my head open and it was laying there unconscious, right? Who would know? And I'm like, okay, but like, what are the odds of that happening? And
well, he knows you pretty well. So
what do you say? 50-50?
He must say,
yes. And I was just kind of like, I feel like that's just being a little bit excessive. Now he is the worrier of the two of us. I am the happy go lucky, just whatever when it comes to the parenting and just kind of like, I wouldn't even say I don't throw caution to the wind. I just don't overanalyze things like he does, right? Like he is very buttoned up when it comes to that stuff. And I'm just a little bit more impulsive, whatnot. He is not. He is the thinker by far on many different levels. So I'm just kind of like, I want to respect his position. And that this is something he's concerned about and that he would be worried, because he also brought up the fact that whenever we are in different cities or I go away for business or whatnot, we really hardly talk. Like we'll text a little bit here or there, but we're not on the phone all the time. We don't do that. Now, if Jimmy's with me, we'll FaceTime at night before we go to bed, but that's it. Like that's really the only communication we have. And that was another thing he brought up. He's like, you could go the entire day and I wouldn't hear from you and that's not abnormal, but what if something happens and how am I supposed to know? So is it cute or is it controlling, and do I go or do I not go?
So I want to choose the words of my opinion very carefully, mostly because I'm going to be drinking with Bart all weekend.
Yeah. I forgot about that. I was about to say, since when do you choose your words carefully when issuing an opinion?
If I knew I wasn't going to see him for a while, I'd feel much more strongly about this.
We're literally hanging out together all weekend long.
Right, in Kentucky. I feel like it's controlling. And if I hate to make it worse, I'd be offended, actually.
I was a little bit. Uh-huh. Like, yeah. I'm not capable of going to mm-hmm. the mountains with our son.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Like, again, I know his intent. I know he doesn't think that, but I can't help but take it that way. Mm-hmm. You know?
It does. I do understand the intent behind it because it does seem like very concerned. Like, oh, what if something happens? Mm-hmm. But it also, like, he wouldn't question that about himself. Like, I don't get the sense that he would be uncomfortable taking Jimmy to a cabin weekend alone by himself. So in a way, as a woman, this would make me question your confidence in my autonomy.
It's a very good point. Do you have any concern that he would hit his head if they went by themselves?
I don't, but he does. Uh-huh. And he brought that up to me. He's like, whenever you leave and I'm here with Jimmy by myself, those things pop into my head that we don't talk enough. And if something happened to me, you wouldn't know. And Jimmy would just be here with an unconscious dad. Like he actually worries about that and thinks about that when he's alone with Jimmy and I'm not there because apparently I don't check in enough.
I think that makes it more cute to control him.
So, I mean, and when he threw that out there, I was like, well, one, why the hell have you never voiced that was a concern of yours? And maybe I'd throw an extra text or two in to make sure. Oh, and don't think I won't be like, are you still alive? Are you still alive?
Maybe we should get Bart on anti-anxiety medication. I don't know. Maybe that's the answer here.
Start crushing up my Lexapro and his coffee in the morning.
If it makes you feel better, Chad has told me the same thing.
Really?
I wanted to go with the kids and he's like, no, what if something happens? But it just sounds like for you guys, at least, there's an easy solution and it's just more check-ins. Just send each other an emoji every 2 hours.
Or just give up the
kid.
Give up the kid.
Give up the kid?
Yeah. I mean, this is really, just eliminate the problem.
Dude,
it's not you or Bart.
We put $50,000 into that mofo. I am not giving him up.
You got to get your money back.
That ROI is not good.
You're on The Bert Show.